accomplish things in our world when we are focused, dedicated, and disciplined. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. We accomplish things in our life when we are focused, dedicated, and disciplined. Oh, what three wonderful words those are. Many have spoken them, many have offered them, and of course they just exist. What is it to be focused, to be dedicated, to be disciplined? To be focused is we have a one point. People come to me and say, Herb, I'd like to experience wholeness. I'd like to experience wholeness in my body, but I've got this problem, and I got that problem, and I got the other problem. And I say, my friend, so long as you are focused on your problems, so long as you are focused on the things that you do not want, at least you say you do not want, those are the things you demonstrate in your life. Those are the things that you give attention to. Those are the things that you say that you don't want, but you really do want, because those are the things you talk about. Those are the things that you are always having in your mind and your heart and your being. Well, you say, that's what I'm experiencing. And it's kind of hard not to have that in my heart, my mind, and my being when that is something that I'm experiencing. And I say, yes, that's true. It's hard not to have it in your heart, your mind, and your being when it's something that you're experiencing. But have you ever dreamed of a dream that would be something wonderful that you'd love to have happen in your world? And you dreamed about it, and you thought about it, and you thought, oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful to have that beautiful plant that I want in my yard? Oh, I have seen it in the other yards, and I've seen it in the nursery, and I think that plant would be so lovely. I'd just love to have some orchids in my garden outdoors. And everyone tells me, well, I can't do that. But yet I have seen in my neighbor's yard, they have orchids outdoors. I have seen many other places, they have orchids outdoors. Why can't I have orchids outdoors? Well, you don't ask the question, why can't I? You go and do it. First you visualize you have orchids growing outdoors. You have orchids growing where you want them to grow. You visualize that. You focus on that. You're dedicating your thought to that. You're disciplining your attitude to that. You're realizing that whatever it is that you think about, somehow you can bring into fruition. It doesn't really matter what the technique is to accomplish it. That is all taken care of in principle. All you have to do, if you want to do anything at all, is to have a dream, have a goal, have a purpose, have a direction, be focused. Now, how can you be focused on having orchids outside? Well, you can study books on orchids. You can study literature on orchids. You can go to the various nurseries and ask them about orchids and which orchids grow in this environment, in this climate best. How you can raise orchids outdoors when you have a temperate climate where you have winters and that are cold and summers that are hot and mid-seasons that are just all wet. And they will tell you, because an orchid is a universal plant. There are many kinds of orchids. There are thousands of varieties of orchids. And these orchids grow everywhere and every which way. And it's just a matter of you determining what it is that you want. I say, well, what's the big deal about orchids? Well, orchids are just something that we're putting our thought about. We could put our thought about many other things, but we chose orchids right at the moment. But I'm not interested in them. Well, get interested in orchids. An orchid is a very undemanding thing. It's just a thought. And it is not a thought that says you have to do it now or later. You don't even have to do it if you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, it's just a matter of it's up to you. Now, you see, we fight so many things. Now, if you say, my child is the most wonderful child in the world, I have the most wonderful child in the world, and you know your child is not acting properly all the time. You know that your child is not always being as good as it could be. you know that your child is not always being as intelligent as it could be, because it has great wisdom within it, great brilliance. And so you say to yourself, now, I cannot allow this to continue of my child not being the perfect child that I envision for my child to be. And so you say, all right, I'm going to change my thought about it. So you change your thought about your child. And as you change your thought about your child, you focus on the child being a very wonderful, very powerful, very intelligent, very sincere, very dedicated child. And the more you focus on this, the more you direct your attention to that child being an outstanding child, the more outstanding that child reveals itself to be. It was always there. But we were looking at appearances. We were looking at evidences from how other children act and how our child acted when they were with other children and how our child was not always the leader. And so we begin seeing our child the leader, and everyone following what our child does. And our child does beautiful, wonderful things. Now, the same is true if we would like to have an orchid growing in our yard. And we have had thoughts, and we have had knowledge that orchids just cannot grow in our yard because these orchids are not able to do that. But we go to the nursery, and we begin to learn about orchids that can do that. We read books about orchids. We find orchids that can grow in our yard, that can do these things. And once we are over the hump of thinking that they can't, then we start thinking they can. And then as we think they can, we read about them, we study about them, we see other people raising them and doing this so successfully. Then pretty soon, with our focus continuously on the orchids, continuously on our child being a wonderful child, continuously on our health being wonderful, our abundance being there, we continually focus on that, and we bring that forth in our life. And the next thing you know, we are in our yard, and a neighbor comes over and says, "Hey, I heard that you were interested in orchids." "Yeah. Well, I have three varieties growing in my yard. And I would just love to give you one of each variety so you could have them in your yard. I think every orchid lover should share with other orchid lovers." "Well, thank you. That's very nice. Now, if you don't mind, I would like to come over and show you how to plant the orchids, how to nourish the orchids, how to water the orchids, how to handle the orchids so they will just grow in profusion for you as they grow in profusion for me." "Wow! How nice of you! Wow! I would have never dreamed of this. I didn't know you liked orchids. I had no idea." "Well, I enjoy them. I don't pronounce or announce them everywhere. I just enjoy them. And when I feel or think or know that someone would like orchids, I tell them about mine. But otherwise, I just enjoy them for myself. I am one-pointedly focused on my orchids and enjoy them. When would you like me to do this?" "Well, the sooner the better, whenever you'd like to do it." "Well, just a moment. Come with me. Come with me. See my orchids, and then we will dig up three plants and bring them over and put them into your yard as I would recommend their location, and then I'll show you how." "Well, thank you, thank you." And we trundle over to their house, and we see in a fenced area in their backyard these beautiful orchids. They're growing right out in nature. They're not hidden in a greenhouse. They're not specially protected from anything, except they're just surrounded by this fence, which provides them a little protection from the dogs and the cats and the animals in the neighborhood who might come wandering in. And he digs up these three plants for us, and we help him carry them over to our house. And then he walks around our house, sets the plants down out front, and walks around our house, and he said, "Come, walk with me." And so we walk with him around our house, and so he knows what he's doing. Well, he does. And he looks here and he looks there. And then He spies a corner of our yard, which is just so lost and forgotten. And he said, right there is the ideal place to raise orchids. They say, okay. So we go out in the yard, front yard, we get the orchid plants, and we bring them in the back of the house. First, he spades up the soil. He spades up a square plot, maybe 3, 4, 10 times bigger than is necessary for the three little plants. And he rakes the soil, and he blesses the soil, and he loves the soil, and he caresses the soil, and he infiltrates the soil with a certain type of fertilizer that he brought along, certain type of mulch that he brought along. And he makes the soil all loose and beautiful and wonderful. And then he sprinkles the soil. And he sprinkles it just with a light sprinkling. And then he rakes that sprinkled soil into the ground. And then he rakes it again. And he rakes it again. And he rakes it again. And I think to myself, when is he going to plant these plants? And after he's raked it, that little square area that he has made, no more than 10 by 10 feet, is so beautiful, so level, so clear of all weeds and all other things. Just no bumps, no stones, no rocks of any kind. Just a beautiful loam soil with the proper amount of fertilizer in it. And then he goes toward the back of this square spot because the fence is behind it. And he comes out from the fence maybe about 2 feet, two to three feet, and he digs three little holes, one for each orchid plant. And before he puts the orchid into the hole, he says, now, you know, I talk to the flowers, and I talk to the ground, and I talk to the plants, because once they know that they're loved, they will just blossom beautifully. Now, you guys, I'm going to plant you in Herb's yard here, because I know Herb would like to have some beautiful orchids. Now, you grow well over at my house because I give you lots of love. Now, Herb's going to give you lots of love here, but I'll come over and I'll love you every once in a while too, so you don't forget where you came from. And so he takes the plants, and the plants are all healthy and glorious, and he plants them into the ground with his hands. He holds it in the ground and gently trickles the soil in around the spot, in around the pot of dirt that holds the plant. And gently and lovingly, and then he tucks it down with the gentle fingers, and he brings the soil in. He focuses on these orchids as though they were the most precious gems in the universe. And it's no time at all, he's got all three orchids beautifully planted. And they all stand looking glorious, as though they were always meant to be, right there in that yard. And so, he makes the hose into a rain sprinkle, just light mist over the plants. And he circles them around, and he says, all right, you guys, I love you. Now, grow beautifully for Herb, because you're my gift to Herb. And I want to show Herb how much I respect and love him. So you just grow beautifully for him, okay? And then he turns, and he rolls up the hose. He takes the gardening tools and puts them in my garage where they came from. He puts everything in beautiful order, and he goes back to his home. I go into my breakfast, and I find that it's about time for breakfast. And the family have breakfast ready, and they say, well, Herb, what are you doing? Well, you'll see. And so I eat my breakfast, and I can look right out at the corner of the yard, and there is where the three orchids are planted. Days go by and the orchids do beautifully. The sun shines down and warms them up. And it goes on and on. And in the winter time, My neighbor comes over and says, here's how I mulch the orchids and how I protect them and how I put a little blanket around them so they are comfy and warm in the wintertime, a blanket of all sorts of wonderful mulch and leaves and things. And then springtime comes. And then springtime, my neighbor comes over and he says, now, here's how I take the blanket off. I remove these leaves so that the sun can penetrate the soil beautifully and wonderfully. And now just watch. Well, in the wintertime, underneath the ground, the roots of the beautiful orchid plant had spread, and other little orchids were popping their heads up everywhere. And I thought, my God, how wonderful! Oh, how terrific! All year long, all winter long, I was focusing on my orchids, thinking how beautiful they are, how beautiful they would be come spring. How beautiful and fortunate I am to have a neighbor who shared with me like that. And I am so happy for this. And I'm dedicated to the understanding of orchids, and I read about the variety of orchids that my neighbor has given to me. And I study them, and then I'm disciplined to carrying out all of the aspects that the orchids need to have to make them grow abundantly and beautifully. And so, as the days go by and the years go by, my 10 by 10 foot orchid garden grows larger, but with the same beautiful focus, with the same beautiful dedication, with the same beautiful discipline. And as this happens, it is so beautiful, it is so glorious, I get my results. And as the days go by and I work with my child, and I say to my child, you are wonderful, you are fantastic, you are glorious. I nurture his soil with the truth about him. I nurture his soil with the truth about me. And I see him as I saw the orchids before they even bloomed, because I knew what they were going to be. I know what my son is going to be. I saw him whole and perfect. I saw him beautiful. I saw him fabulous. And so he is. And so all his teachers in school say, what a glorious young person you have. This child is just so well-mannered, so disciplined, and does its studies well. And I'm just so proud to call him my student. And this is how we are too. Think about your orchid garden. Think about your child garden. Think about the garden in your heart. How well are you focused on your garden? How well are you in your thought about your garden dedicated to its fulfillment? How well are you disciplined that only thought that comes into your mind and heart is that you have the ideal orchid garden, you have the ideal child, and you have the ideal life. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.